Dan Friedel.
Certain the partially Sunday speaker
without we could probably be able to move that Senate America I think as well
down parks disrupt federal workers and hobble everything for research. Mexico, U.S., and sanctions on Venezuela. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador issued a broad foreign policy for U.S. sanctions were to emigrate from Cuba to U.S. Secretary.
Competitive, the most dynamic world.
Well, to be part of Russia. This is VOA News. Poland, a NATO member, has been seen until recently as one of Ukraine's staunchest allies in its war with Russia, but relations between the two countries have soured after Poland's decision to extend the ban on Ukrainian grain imports. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg seems optimistic.
I'm just expecting and confident that Ukraine and Poland will find a way to address those issues without that impacting in a negative way to Ukraine.
Retiring U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley made a forceful call in defense of American democracy and the Constitution on Friday as he handed the reins of the military's top post to his successor.
In his four-year tenure, Milley oversaw the 2019 killing of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, leader of the Islamic State terrorist group, the chaotic military withdrawal from Afghanistan in August 2021, and the military assistance provided to Ukraine since Russia's February 2022 invasion. President Joe Biden praised Milley's service and character.
Come to the Constitution. That is, and always has been, Mark's North Star. I'm so damn proud to serve with him.
Milley is handing over the military's leadership to General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. Brown is the country's 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the second black officer to hold the position. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Pope Francis presided over a ceremony to create 21 new cardinals. They include key figures at the Vatican and in the field who will help enact his reforms and cement his legacy. With the ceremony, Francis has further expanded his influence on the College of Cardinals, who will one day elect a successor. Nearly three-quarters of the voting age princes of the church owe their red hats to the Argentine Jesuit. Among the new cardinals is the controversial new head of the Vatican's doctrine office, Cardinal Victor Emmanuel Fernandez. Leaders of the church in geopolitical hotspots like Hong Kong, Jerusalem, and South Sudan filled out the roster. And again, Russian President Vladimir Putin has released an address marking the one-year anniversary of Moscow's unilateral annexation of four Ukrainian regions, claiming that the residents of Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson had again expressed their desire to be part of Russia in local elections earlier this month. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.